理课堂听 class.com。
This is a momentous week for America's bald eagles and the legislation that has protected them. The country's national symbol is officially off the endangered species list. 200 years ago, upwards of a half million eagles soared across America's skies, serving as an apt symbol of freedom and expansion for a rapidly growing nation. But by 1963, only 400 nesting pairs remained in the lower 48 states.Due to loss of habitat, hunting, and the use of pesticides. The chemical DDT made eagle eggshells thin, resulting in nest loss. Congress eventually banned the dangerous pesticide and included the bald eagle on the Endangered Species Act of 1973. Now, due to the protections the act provides, eagles are back in numbers sufficient to take them off the endangered species list. Deb Schaefer of the National Audubon Society.
Oh, we're so excited about it. You know, it's a great success story.
It is a development so exciting that federal officials and environmentalists marked the occasion with a ceremony at the memorial in Washington, D.C., dedicated to the nation's third president, Thomas Jefferson. Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne.
That the eagle has returned. It is my honor to announce the Department of the Interior's decision to remove the American bald eagle from the endangered species list.
Recovery programs across the United States, many run by volunteers, have been a big part of this success story. John Aiken operates a breeding program at the San Francisco Zoo.
I know more about the birds in the state. There were about 38 nesting pairs of bald eagles in 1985 when we started the program. And today there are more than 200, and so they're doing much, much better.
And nationwide, after decades of conservation efforts, there are now some 10,000 nesting pairs, a 25-fold increase in the last 40 years. Young and old took part in the ceremony in Washington. So did special guest Challenger, a rescued bald eagle used to educate the public and cared for by the nonprofit American Eagle Foundation. Foundation President Al Cicery.
Yeah, it's a big day. Yeah, it's a long time coming, and it's a great celebration because it's taken over 30 years of working to protect eagles, state, federal, and private groups coast to coast, and all with a passion and a dedication and limited resources, and so it's a great day. Hopefully our national bird will fly strong and free for future generations.
Paul Sisko, VOA News.